This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get back to the football stuff. Maybe Sonny, before we get to the baseball news here with Nimmo, maybe Sonny was talking, in fact, BT, about 3 years and 11 wins. That's what the Giants have had now over the last 3 years. 6 wins in year two with Shannon Dable, 3 wins in year three, and then 2 wins this year. So you add it up. That's where you get his 11 from. Anyway, more on the football when we get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants, the New York Mets, the first team to make a major move. You know, we talked about it. I know you remember. I brought this up in season last year about the Mets needing to explore trading Brandon Nimmo. There was a lot of thought that it wasn't realistic, whether it be then or now. Well, it is. It's official. The Mets just announced it in a press release. Brandon Nimmo is a Texas Ranger. Marcus Semien, a New York Met.
I think it's an awesome move by the Mets. I really do. To me, it tells me that they are finally ready to build this thing the right way. You know, a lot of you, and it goes back even before last year, you know, you talking about the core and us talking about the core. Like, they just had to change things. You know, Nimmo, you got to appreciate what he was. But that doesn't hang banners, man. It just doesn't. I mean, that's great. His sentimentality works sometimes. And when that player is somebody that's really important to you, which I get. I know that Nimmo is, and I respect that, and I'm sensitive to it. But I think sometimes, and it's happened with me as well with other players that I care about that deeply, same with you guys like with Pete, where there's a deficiency or two, and you allow how you feel about that person to overshadow the bottom line impact the player has on the team. And Brandon Nimmo, the last couple of years, has had some aggravating, alarming lower extremity injuries, plantar fasciitis, things that have robbed him, not that he ever really stole bases anyway, but robbed him of a little speed in the outfield. He's got one of the worst arms, if not the worst arm, of any left fielder in baseball. And I don't think he's going to age very well. So I give the Mets a ton of credit. It's a very proactive, very forceful forward move. And the other thing this means is they're doing a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first of many moves, but to get started, they had to make a change with the core. And there was no way, I've said this many times here on SNY, there was no way to improve their team defensively, which is something Stearns made an emphasis, you know, he made a point to talk about that right out of the gate. After
run prevention is the first thing he said.
There's no way to make this team better defensively if you had both Nimmo and Pete Alonso back. So one of those two had to go. And if you were going to invest in one of them, which one would you invest in? For me, I know the answer. It's very simple. I'd invest in the power of Pete Alonso. Now you free up the DH spot as well. Because Nimmo, if he were here and you were stuck with him for the next 5-6 years, he was going to have to be a DH. You're saying you don't think he's going to age well. He wasn't aging well.
That's true.
Already. It's not a knock on him. And he played 155 games, but he's playing a lot of these games hurt. He's banged up. High character guy. Easy to love and root for. I get it. I like him too. You know what I like more than Brandon Nimmo? The Mets winning. I don't understand these fans. Like, what is this in the? I'm not a 9-year-old kid, so I can understand a kid being hurt that his favorite player got moved. But it's all for the greater good. The Mets didn't make this move to rip the hearts out of their fan base. They tried to make this move because they want to win. And by the way, I think it leads directly to Pete Alonso being back. Now, do the math. You think the Mets are really going to trade Nimmo and let Pete walk in the same offseason? That would hurt the fan base to a point where they'd have a lot. I mean, they better make sure they win in that regard. So I think Pete's coming back now.
Okay, so I don't necessarily agree, but so we'll have the conversation. But before we even get to Pete, let's piece this together a little bit further with left field.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you could go after Bellinger, and even when Nimmo was here, we thought that was a real chance, and that's going to happen. They'll make a move for Bellinger. Maybe there's a real run coming for Tucker. We've talked about Kwan maybe as a trade chip for the Yankees. Why wouldn't Kwan now be a trade piece for the Mets?
Should be.
Okay.
Should be. I think everything should be in play. You also could move Juan Soto to left field and upgrade in right field. Now, I don't think the Mets are going to go get Tucker. I'd love to see it because he's a well-rounded ball player. But you're going to have to make a major commitment depending on what the market is for him. And they already have that in Soto and Lindor and probably Pete. So, yeah, I just think it opens up. PT, you had to do that. You could not run it back again and just say, well, Soto's in right, Nimmo's in left, Alonso at first, Lindor at short. Not to mention what happens at second base. So, you upgraded. The Mets are going to upgrade defensively in the outfield with the elimination of Brandon Nimmo. You upgraded second base defensively, definitively, with Marcus Semien. Forget offensively. And I still think there's potential and upside offensively, but the guy's a gamer. He's going to put the bat on the ball. He runs and he plays gold glove defense.
Yep.
That's what you want as a second baseman who's going to hit toward the bottom of the order. Not to mention the guy's a workaholic. Stuff I was reading about him. He works hard and all that. His work ethic is second to none. Passion.
Good clubhouse guy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So was Nimmo, but
understood. But these pieces fit better. It's not a knock on Nimmo, and it's not saying that Semien's the best. You look at their offensive numbers, you would say, well, how the hell are you going to trade Nimmo for Semien? The pieces fit much better. So now, whether it's Kwan, whether it's Tucker or Bellinger, the Mets have a spot in the outfield. Whether it's a trade that we're not discussing, they freed up a spot that was a, you know, I'll steal Gary Cohen term, a net negative in left field. He just was. He can't run. He can't move very well. And offensively, he was inconsistent and declining.
And he couldn't go to center field anymore, even in a pinch.
God.
I mean, that was obviously the one of the big problems. And that's what he got paid on, really, as a center fielder. All right, so a lot of people, and it's just, and I get it, but it's a very shallow thought process. Like, they didn't, even though literally they did, it's not a Semien for Nimmo trade. I think it's a McNeil for Semien trade because McNeil's right. Next. So you're going to have it up. And I'm with you. I think there's a good chance that Semien bounces back offensively. I'm not saying
even if he doesn't, second baseman with gold glove defense that's hitting at the bottom of the order.
Correct.
Who's better than what they had? Look at McNeil's numbers.
Yeah, he can run a little bit. I think he'll be rejuvenated, especially if Pete's back and you have Soto, depending upon where he hits,
also,
whatever, Lindor.
Pete, specific thing. I forgot to mention this on SNY last night. Semien at second base defense, right?
Yeah.
Even if Pete is back, he's going to eliminate some of the problems defensively
with
his range at second base.
Yeah, I wouldn't put too much into that because to me, I hear you. It's a fair thought, but I watch Pete play first base. Not even to get down this rabbit hole too much, but I watch Pete, and to me, the issues aren't too much to his right.
It's more the arm. I get it.
But obviously, Semien, who's an elite defensive player, you know, he's going to help out a little bit. He's not going to hurt Pete, put it that way. So now you look at a roster. McNeil's still here. He won't be. Acuna, Beatty, Mauricios, Vientos, some of those guys. And then you throw Jet Williams and whatever. Now I think, here's what I think happens the rest of the winter. You go out there and you convince the Tigers to trade Skubal, something we've always thought. And now you have an ace, and you don't give up McClain for rental. Oh, God almighty. If they get Bellinger, forget about complicating my world. This is about the Mets. If they get Bellinger, I mean, the Mets, with one move that had to be done, that's painful for some of you, the Mets have a chance to go from to dominant.
Well, now they're going to have to replace the offense that was lost from Nimmo. So where are they getting that from? It could be in center. It could be in left. And I would assume one of those spots will be filled with a proven player. Whether it's via free agency or trade.
Yeah. I think one of them is going to be a trade. I think they're going to sign somebody. I think one's going to be a trade.
Well, one could be one of the young kids. They love Benj.
I don't think he's going to start opening day. I'm not watching. Who knows? That's too risky. I don't like
maybe
that.
Maybe not opening day, but eventually. I don't think it's you can't go. Remember, they have a hole in center field. So now they have a hole in center field and left field. They're going to fill one of them, I would bet, either via trade or free agency. The other one, I wouldn't be shocked if it were filled within from the farm system, because you're just not going to. They also have a hole potentially at third base. And you say McNeil is gone. Now, I hope that that's the case. I'm not so sure. But if he is back, he's back in what his role should be. The first guy off the bench to play a little second, could play a little first, could play some third, could play some outfield. That's what you would want as a. Now, I would trade him. But if he's back, he's not back as an everyday player. There's no world that that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
Because even right now, if they didn't make another move, Beatty would play the bulk at third, and now your infield is set, assuming that they bring Pete back, by the way, which is a big assumption. But
Yeah. Now, I don't see this happening. Now, if this did, this would offset, for me, the enthusiasm of what happened. And that was a stunner. I saw that. I'm like, wow. Not that I never thought it would happen. I wasn't thinking Simeon necessarily, but... I mean, that was a gutsy, bold move by the Mets. And again, I laud them for doing that. It's hard to break up a core, which is why I'm less convinced that Pete's back as you are. But what can't happen is, all right, you upgrade second base, and now McNeil stays, and McNeil's your starting left fielder. That can't happen.
Yeah, and I don't think that that's going to happen.
I don't either, but that can't happen.
But here's why I say now, just let's get to the, well, two things. Before we get to even the Alonso part of it, although I guess it gets tied in, the other thing that I love about this move is that Cohen did not get involved with the sentimental feel.
Yep,
the Cohen family loved Nimmo, as you should. Nimmo's a great dude. I had the opportunity to interview him. It was one of those. I did the show from the Amazing Day Fan Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Nimmo, Beningo and I had Nimmo on with us. And we talked to him for a while. And he was just high character. And we've heard this stuff for a while. But getting to talk to him on the air, he was open and honest and accountable. And by the way, he had plenty of opportunity. And he never once was an all-star with the Mets. And every year was supposed to be, oh, this is going to be the year he's going to be an all-star. This is going to be, and it just never happened. So he had opportunity, but such a great guy, high character guy, you could understand why the family loved him. And to have the family approve a trade, which I'm sure was not easy for the Cohens, that shows that they're in the right mindset to build a good baseball team.
Well, and that's why you bring in somebody from a different organization, provided you think that they're a really shrewd and sharp mind. Because now the loyalty... And I'm sure Stearns, you know, respects Nimmo, respects his grit, respects his hustle. He didn't draft him. He didn't, you know, he wasn't scouting him in Wyoming, you know, when he was playing summer ball. They didn't even have high school baseball up there. Some of you probably know that. I'm sure many Met fans do. So he doesn't have any attachment to Brandon Nimmo. He came here, and he could be a little callous. And when you try to do something that you haven't done since Run DMC was blasting out of my speakers as a kid, you got to do things like this that are unpopular. And you've got to be willing, in the court of public opinion, for a couple of days to take it on the chin because you believe that's the right move. And that's what's happening here. Now we get to Pete.
Yes.
You don't know. I don't know. Right. We don't know. But I am of the opinion that since they already did this... They might go all in, and it's a little more probable than not for me today that they are moving on from Pete.
Okay.
Rather than because they got rid of one, now you justify bringing back Pete. I don't feel that way today.
From the sentimental aspect, I could understand why you and maybe others think that. Well, if he could get rid of Nimmo, then they're going to get rid of Pete. Forget that for a second. Think baseball.
Okay, let's go.
Do you think that the Nimmo trade made the Mets better or worse offensively?
I think it got them worse offensively.
Correct.
Yeah, power. Yeah, worse.
They cannot afford now to lose. You could argue that they couldn't afford to lose Pete to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot afford to lose his offense now. And that is something when you now have Nimmo out of the equation. And remember all this talk about, well, Soto's going to be DH. Yeah, he might be in 5 years or something like that. It's not anytime soon. Pete's going to be DH. Nimmo's going to be DH. Now you don't have to worry about Brandon Nimmo. So now, with the luxury, and Pete said he'd be willing to play more DH, with that luxury, you can get a first baseman, part-time first baseman, to help upgrade the defense at first, at least on occasion, and also keep his bat in the lineup. He also could play first base and be a plus first baseman offensively, but they cannot afford now. Forget about the sentimentality and love.
Just baseball. I got you.
They can't afford to lose his bat. They chose one of those four. To me, it had to be Nimmo or Lindor. And I know Lindor would... Like, they went bold. You know me, I would go even more bold.
Yeah, you said you would have traded Lindor.
Fair enough. But at least I got one. And it's nothing personal. It's just baseball-wise, it had to happen. Now, they also need to acknowledge that the next move that has to happen is bringing Pete back. In addition to upgrading the outfield, which I think that they will.
Mm-hmm.
But if they lose Pete's bat now, I'm not opposed to shaking up the core, but... Harder to replace. They're not getting Schwarber because he's only a DH. They're not getting. I can't envision that being the case. How are you replacing not only Pete, but Pete and Nimmo's offense?
Okay, that's the question. That's the essence of everything we're getting to here. Let's get to it more. So before I give you my answer, and it's a guess, obviously, who do you think's the opening day left fielder for the Mets?
It's a great question.
Because that will then reshape or further shape my answer about Pete.
I think people could keep throwing out Bellinger. I don't think Bellinger's leaving the Yankees. So I don't think he's going to be an option.
Okay, so put him aside.
So not him.
Okay.
I think that there's a chance. Now, again, I got to go over all this stuff, not just the free agents, but also trade possibilities.
Well, the trade, yeah. I mean, I think Simeon will be here.
I think there's a chance they move Juan Soto to left field.
Okay, but then who's playing right?
Well, they're gonna have to get a big-time right fielder.
Why not get a big-time left fielder?
You could. Who's the guy? I'm saying either one.
Well, Belly, okay.
Well, if you get
Tucker.
If you get Kwan, then maybe it's Soto in right. And I would do that. I just think Kwan, though, is a perfect fit for the Yankees because you have him hitting in front of Judge, obviously the defense leadoff. All those things pertain to the Mets. I think the Yankees actually need him more. The Mets could have a leadoff hitter in Lindor or whatever, however they figure it out. The Yankees have been lacking Kwan. But, yes, I would be open to Kwan. I also think the Mets need a little more power than the Yankees do. So I would be open to, you know, again, I don't think it's realistic that they get Bellinger because I think Bellinger wants to stay with the Yankees. And I don't think ultimately it's realistic that they go all in for Tucker. But maybe there's an outfielder that they could go poach, whether it be right field or left field, and you could move Soto to left in that particular case. So I don't have a specific answer for you, but I don't think it's just as easy as, okay, Nimmo out. Go sign top free agent.
I don't think it's as easy as it seems in the minds of some, but it doesn't mean you can't get it done. So I would volley back this, and I'll pose it in the form of a question, but I'll give you my answer immediately. So it's more rhetorically. Which Met team would be better on paper on opening day next year? Either Kwan and Tucker in left field and Bellinger at first base, or Pete at first base and a similar situation in left field that I just addressed. I'll take the better defender and in Bellinger. And by the way,
so you're saying you want them to get either Kwan or Tucker
for left
and Bellinger.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that that's realistic.
I don't think that it's unrealistic. I mean, why not? Somebody's going to get Tucker. Somebody's going to get Bellinger. Now, by the way, I do think that Bellinger's inclined to stay with the Yankees. But if you think that Bellinger would be a better night-to-night fit, because, again, sentimentality is out the window. We're talking baseball. And I believe that Bellinger would make the just Mets a better buttoned-up, for the obvious reasons, if he's playing first base over Pete. Lack of power, but everything else in his box, checking. And then if you do something bold in left field, I think that that's a better Mets team than with Pete back.
You know, no,
and I think that they might be thinking that.
I think they need Pete back, and then from there, figure out which one of the available outfielders, I don't care if it's a right fielder or a left fielder, get one of the best available outfielders. Trade, free agency, they need, this is not now a luxury. They now need one of the best available outfielders. They have to determine who that is.
I agree with that.
Now, the one caveat here is we kind of just dismiss and be like, Bellinger wants to be a Yankee. What if the Yankees, who were hot for Tucker last year, let me use a different H word, but the Yankees wanted Tucker last year. What if they revisit that and want to go all in on Tucker this year?
Yep.
There's no room for Tucker and Bellinger. It's one or the other.
Yeah, the Yankees aren't doing that.
And then in that case, if the Yankees land Tucker, which I still think is possible, then maybe the Mets get Bellinger. I think Bellinger would be the perfect fit. We've gone over it many times. He could play center. He could play first. Think about this.
Changes everything for you. If your young center fielder's not ready to start, Bellinger could play center. And then if he's ready, he comes in. Bellinger goes first.
Or you want Pete to DH. Bellinger at first base for a day.
Yep.
You could figure out the outfield. You get Tyrone Taylor a little action, one of the young guys, whatever. Bellinger is such a great fit for multiple teams because he plays multiple important positions. Could give Soto a day off and right. There's so many. If I could pick one, it'd probably be Bellinger would be the guy that I want. But Alonso's got to be back to me in any equation now, specifically with no more Nimmo.
Yeah.
If they let Pete go, I can make a case that you need Nimmo to just be the DH and at least keep his bat healthy and in that
lineup.
Not
if you let Vientos be the DH, who can't pick at third or play the outfield or play first base.
But he can't hit either. I mean, that's one of the problems.
I know. So who's the real Vientos? Is it the guy who was scuffling this year or the guy who looked like an all-star in the postseason 2 years ago? I don't know. Probably somewhere in between.
Point is, BT, this was a great move.
It was fantastic. It was the first move, the first domino that when I saw that, and I guess I tweeted like 5 or 6 days ago, I'm like, and we've talked about this, so I just threw it on social media. We fully expected big changes. I didn't know that Nimmo would be the first one out the door. It is bold. It is proactive. I think it's really smart. Now you've got to do the other things, which I know they are fully willing and chasing to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can't believe it's Thanksgiving week already.
Yeah.
So short work week for us here. I'll be here Wednesday. I know you got to fly to your in-laws in Dallas.
Yeah, heading out to Big D, going to the game. I got the tickets.
You're going to the game?
Going to the Chiefs-Cowboys game on Thursday. Oh, yeah.
The whole family? You got, what, 10 people?
Well, I got four.
That's four is your family.
Yes.
But aren't you going to the in-laws?
Yeah.
And?
See you in 5 hours when I get back for the game.
Well, is the plan still to go all go together and tailgate?
I don't know. I literally just found out this morning that we've got the ticket. So hopefully they can, do something there. And
that's
there.
A them problem.
I don't know if I want to frame it that way, but it's not a me problem. Put it that way.
That's going to be great.
I'm excited. Jen's pumped up too.
So obviously that's Thursday. And by the way, it's a huge week it's a huge day with the football. There's good matchups on Thanksgiving for a change. And that Cowboys-Chiefs game is even more important now that the Cowboys were able to come back yesterday, and obviously the Chiefs were able to come back and kind of keep their season hanging on by a thread. So that's an enormous football game on Thursday.
Very surprised Kansas City came back and win. Much, 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 much smaller issue. Every time the Colts lose, that's good for the Jets.
Yep.
that helps. And can I just tell you, I mean, is there a better uniform than the one the Eagles wore yesterday?
I was actually showing my wife, like, look at that uniform.
It's phenomenal.
She's like, what is it, new? I'm like, well, no, it's old. She wasn't impressed. Forget it. And I don't care. I mean, I love those Kelly green uniforms. And I hate that the Lions were wearing black. I like the Lions.
I like the Lions. The Lions helmets were sick yesterday.
Traditional. Them? Well, I mean, on Thanksgiving, I'm hoping we get the Honolulu blue.
I think we will.
As I heard Bob Papa describing it. BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. Carl Banks got to be happy today, no?
Carl's been a little agitated this year on the tweets and on the air. I mean, Carl's been letting it fly.
But now that
he got his wish, I guess, the chain's out.
Yeah.
I mean, that
Bowen.
Bowen is out. Yeah, he's been potting that for a while. I don't blame him. I mean, I think we all thought that he should have been gone.
BT and Sal on the fan. Back to the calls here, 888-808-1019. Nimmo trade and the Giants stuff. Johnny in Ocean, New Jersey on Nimmo. What's up, Johnny?
All right. First of all, I just heard you guys say that what they did was a smart move by trading Nimmo. I just want to ask you one thing. Since Stearns has been here, what one trade or move has he made that has been good And don't say Soto, because that was all Alex Cohen, and I still don't like that.
I got one for you. I mean, first of all, the first, I'm going to give you a couple. Now, he's probably about a C in my book so far, but there's been some good ones. He got Iglesias to a minor league contract. That's one of the reasons he made the playoffs 2 years ago. He signed Manaea, who was phenomenal the final 20 starts. He's done some stuff.
What did Manaea do last year?
He was hurt, man.
Johnny, instead of rehashing Stern's 2 year history, why don't you tell us why you think it's a bad trade?
First of all, you signed a 35-year-old to play second base, right? You have Lindor was 33 years old. If you put Pete at first, he's 31 years old. You just agreed to the entire infield. I don't care if you're saying it's a better defensive infield. It's not.
No, it is, actually. Johnny. It is. Do you know anything about Semien? If not, we'll educate you. But do you know anything about
him? Okay. I've seen him play. And I've seen Nimmo play. And I think moving Nimmo was the worst move. Did you hear the Juan Samuel trade?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, listen, unless Nimmo starts taking steroids like Lenny, it's not going to be the same thing. I saw that on social media last night.
Are you guys
that
out of your
no
mind?
That makes no sense, Johnny.
Can you actually make a good one? Because so far what you've said, have I heard anything
you
as to...
Do the better today?
Yes, I do.
I absolutely do.
How
are they better
today?
How are they better today?
Johnny, I'll explain it to you if you want to listen for a second. So you know about Semien. Do you know what he did defensively a year ago?
Won a gold glove.
Correct. So now they have a gold glove second baseman, an actual second baseman, who's a proven offensive player. Even on the decline, he still has some potential offensively, but now they have a second baseman, an elite-level defensive second baseman, and they free themselves up in the outfield to get better than what Brandon Nimmo was.
All right, who are they going to sign?
Well, maybe Bellinger, maybe Tucker. Who knows? Maybe they trade for somebody else.
They're not going to sign. You know, Cole will never sign Tucker.
Why not?
Why do you say that, Johnny? He just got Soto.
You think he's going to give up a $400 million contract?
Maybe
$400 million.
Just gave up $800.
Maybe.
All right. And how did we address the pitching?
Oh my God!
It's November 20. Whatever,
Johnny, you got to get Johnny, and thank you for the call. You got to get a clue and then get back to us. Maybe by December. Maybe by the time the Mets add a pitcher, you can find a way to get a clue. I'm fine if you don't like the trade. I'm fine with that. Now, I vehemently disagree with it, but if you don't like the trade, give me your reasons why. Not,
well, who are they going to get? Who they didn't even get a pitcher yet?
It's not. The offseason just getting started here.
It just started. Listen, and again, I know you get this. I get this. I'm going to say it once more. Those who are really disappointed in the trade, I think a lot of that is coming from sentiment, which we all get. But, guys, you want to win, dude. You want to win. So I would say this. As I evaluate the trade, which I love for the Mets, and I loved it as soon as I saw it, right, some of that is based on what actually literally transpired yesterday, but also what my anticipation and expectations are the next couple of moves. And I'm pretty confident the Mets are coming to rattle the cage this offseason, as you and I have said for months.
Exactly.
If not
right.
years, actually.
This is not a one-off. First of all, getting rid of Brandon Nimmo, which sounds harsh because I understand how nice of a guy he was, and everybody loved him. And all kidding aside, I liked him too. But I like winning baseball games more. And you can't let that sentiment get in the way of practical thinking. Moving on from Nimmo, period, regardless of what you get back, would have been the right move to make the ball club better. Because you're going to replace him. Like, you're not just going to show up without a left fielder. Who are they going to get? Who are they going to get? They're going to get somebody. They're trying to win. Steve Cohen has told you that. Why you wouldn't trust Cohen and Stearns is beyond me. It doesn't mean that Stearns is going to make great moves, but they're going to be aggressive. So moving on from Nimmo, who was a, and I'm going to say this, like limited player. That's saying it kindly. You move on from Nimmo, who you had a 5-year commitment. What was it? 6 years?
Five years. And you gave him $5 million, and then you know, obviously,
5-year commitment to left, and it wasn't expensive, like the $20 million
per. No,
but
he was still the same player, it was a good deal.
He's a player that's going the wrong way and doesn't have a position. He's not a good outfielder. It was a log jam. He was clogging what the Mets can do up. So moving on from him, period, was going to be a plus for the ball club. In addition, okay, would you have signed Semien to the deal that he's on? No, you probably wouldn't have. But at least you made the commitment shorter in terms of now a 3-year commitment.
Correct.
Plus, you're making second base better. You've eliminated one problem in left field, and you got a position better in second base. Now, you could say, well, they could do better than Semien. Look around the leagues at some of the top second basemen. I don't even want Jazz, and he puts up monster numbers. Gleyber Torres, the Yankees couldn't wait to get rid of him. He puts up big numbers for a second baseman. So I'm not looking at the offense. I'm going to look at what Semien is overall with the potential of the offense and the floor and the elite-level gold glove. So you upgrade in one trade, you upgraded second base and upgraded the outfield possibilities.
And you get rid of a player who was not nearly on base at the rate that he once was, which was his best characteristic. I mean, the last 2 years, he's on base 32% of the time. I mean, that's not good. Not when you're making that money. I would guess, and I would put money on this, that on opening day, the Mets have, you want to look at OPS, you want to be in one of the nice measurement there, whomever is the opening day left fielder for the Mets, the starter, they're going to have a significantly higher OPS than Nimmo has had the last couple of years, or be an elite defender, contact hitter like Juan. Whomever's there will be better.
Bingo. They're going to be better in at least some aspects, maybe all aspects of it. Mitch is calling from Queens. What's up, Mitch?
Mitch.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm back on the Giants. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two things. First, I want to say to Sal, decaf coffee. It will add many years to your life.
He doesn't drink coffee. Yeah. I'm the one who sips coffee during the... He's never had coffee in his life.
No coffee at
drink
all.
Drink it.
Then I have no other advice for you.
Mitch, imagine if he was coming up on Wall Street in the 80s doing coke. I mean, he'd be out of his mind, yeah, this guy.
I was in Wall Street in the 80s. I know.
Oh, God.
So basically, you know, I build companies. And the Giants and even the Jets, the classic problem I see is that they don't know what the problem is, right? And we needed a quarterback. Daniel Jones, a savior. Dable is going to come in. He's going to coach me. He's the savior. Daniel Jones, he's the problem. Dable, he's the problem. But don't worry, because we have our defense. Defense is going to save us. Now they're the savior. Now they're the problem. And I think it's textbook not knowing what the real problem is. And the only constant over all these long years that we've suffered is the ownership. That is the only constant. And so, as I see the problem, and we're never going to have another team, right? We're going to be like Dallas, right? We're going to be like the Jets, who consistently struggle, have great players, but it never gels. It never comes together. And that's because it's not coming from the top, you know? And I think that's what the issue is. Now we see the Mets, right, the owner, he's really involved. That's going to gel, there's no doubt about it. Yankees, not so, right? Great players, but they're not gelling. They're not coming together.
Yeah, but hold on. But one thing, Mitch, you can't, and I'm with you on the Mets. I'm bullish on the Mets as well. You can't sit here and say that the Mets are gelling when they won 83 games and didn't even make the playoffs. And the Yankees, you know, won 94 and won a round, and they're not gelling. They're not perfect, but that's not fair.
No, I'm saying they have ownership. Right, they have ownership that's really, really working to make a winning team and looking to make changes and open to ideas. It's the ownership is what I'm saying. It's not necessarily the team, right? And so I think that the Giants, we don't know what the problem is. Now we get rid of the defensive coach. Now we need a new head coach. Now we got to bring in a new general manager. I don't know if those are the problems.
The good news is you don't need a quarterback, Mitch. That's the good news.
Yes, I agree with you, but we felt the same way about Daniel Jones.
Not like
right?
this.
And so, I agree with you. He's great, we started to use him incorrectly.
Yeah.
Right? Now, there's a difference between having a scrambling quarterback and having a running quarterback. I do not believe in this league you can have a running quarterback. You can't design plays around the quarterback running. It's just too dangerous, and we're seeing that now. Having a scrambling quarterback is great, because what are you going to do?
You
can't
need
hold
one.
Someone in.
As a matter of fact, you need a scrambling quarterback in today's NFL.
Absolutely, Sal, 100%. And so once we start designing plays right around the quarterback, he could be hurt. We don't know what's going on. You know? And that's the other thing, is we really don't know the health of these players, right? And especially Daniel Dart, which is so critical right now. And you know, if you have a great quarterback, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I really don't think we can play him the same way we're playing him, right? But I do think that we really don't know what the problem is. And, yes, we have a great quarterback. Beautiful. We have actually a great backup quarterback, too. I mean, how often does that happen?
That's true.
But also,
right?
Mitch.
Come on, listen.
Mitch, it seems like you need some decaf, and we appreciate
the
call.
Going.
And
Mitch was going.
Love it.
Mitch
Good
was
call.
On a roll.
We appreciate the passion and you taking the time to call here. I need to see what Kafka and Dart can do together. I'm very curious to see what that offense will look like. I'm assuming Dart's going to be cleared now. Maybe it's a big assumption. We shouldn't make that. But I would assume by Monday night.
I would think so.
Well, if he was close this week.
I would think so.
And then that's an evaluation that can take place from the ownership stuff. And you're talking about, well, that's the one constant. Well, also with that, we need to wait and see what happens over the course of the next several months here as it pertains to the health of Mr. Mara. We don't know. So he's been the one guy who's been making the football decisions for a very long time. Let's just see what happens over the course of the next, hopefully, God willing, he gets better and everything is okay, and then we can go from there. But even that right now, I would say, is uncertain what's going on.
Yeah, and listen, if you guys are new to the show or you didn't hear it, you know, there's just a level of sensitivity from this show, from the station, for that situation. So it is what it is. We know that. Obviously, I agree with what Sal just said, the other stuff about the Giants ownership. But Mitch was a good call, really good call. But it was really a massive contradiction because he said a million times, we don't know what the problem is. But then he talked about ownership. And that has been a bit of a thread here that the Giants obviously need to sort through, as we obviously know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You watch. Finally saw the A-Rod, Doc.
Yeah, finally figured out the remote here. I mean, I didn't, but somebody in the house finally
all
figured things
episodes.
Out. All three. We binged a little bit. We finished up late last night.
So was it as good as I said that it was? Did you learn from it, or you knew a lot of that stuff?
I obviously knew most of it, but it was a while ago now.
Right.
Really a while ago. And, you know, what I take away is, and I've always thought this, and I thought Mike really hit this when he was talking about A-Rod. He's a good guy. He just couldn't figure it out. Like, he got in his own way. And there's certain people that are part of our sporting culture that you're like, man, I just don't know about this guy. I never felt that with Alex. I always had a soft spot for Alex, and it always bothered me that he complicated his whole world. Like, and now you know why. That was very interesting. I think he's a good person. I appreciate him being forthright. He was a phenomenal player. It was well done.
I'm all into Docs right now. So I watched that one, and then we were watching the BTK.
Yeah, I never even heard of that, what you guys were talking about. Some killer.
Dude.
I don't like that stuff. I don't like the killers.
There was another one, too, that I was watching.
Like that.
It was the one about a kid who they accused him of taking his mother out on a boat. It was actually like by Block Island. You know that one too, Hoff, that I'm talking about?
I was just watching
Nathan,
a little bit
the Carman night. Family. The Carman family killer or something like that. Yeah, I don't know why I watched it. My wife's like, you want to watch something else? I was like, nah, you know what? I'm kind of into this now.
It's fun.
It's better to me than, this is me saying, like, I love comedies. I have a hard time getting into it now. I'm desensitized to.
You don't laugh anymore?
No, but those, the shows, like, just, if you get involved in a thriller or suspense or documentary
stuff. Yeah, I agree with that at this point.
Now my level of tolerance has gone up to where, okay, I'm going to watch a comedy about Ted Danson. There's a one on Netflix that people are into, which I might want to watch, but it's just...
It's a comedy or it's like a reflection of Cheers? You know what we started watching? You hear The Perfect Couple with Nicole Kidman? Have you watched that yet?
Yes, we saw that. Love that
really
one.
Really good. We got into that as well. We banged that out very fast.
Those type movies. The one with Claire Danes, as we just said, is on Netflix.
You mentioned
as well.
That. I did not, same type thing. Did like not the, see that yet.
The Who Did It drama, mm-hmm. those type things. Anyway, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-109, the number to call. Steve is calling from East Meadow about Nimmo. What's up, Steve?
Guys, what's going on? Great show, as usual.
Thanks, Steve. What's going on, bud?
You know, I don't know why these Mets fans are crying over Nimmo leaving. This makes the team so much better. A lot of negative stuff came out this week about him, with the stuff he had in the locker room going on. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, he okayed the trade. So he wanted to leave at the end of the day. This opens up left field dramatically. It saved us about $30 million over his contract, but not locked in for him for 5 years. And at the end of the day, Simeon is a gold glove second baseman. He's a World Series champ. How many gold gloves does Brandon Nimmo have?
None.
Yeah, no all-star appearances.
This makes the team so much better. I want to start crying about not winning a World Series, not trading guys away. This is ridiculous. This makes the team so much better. I don't know why people are so upset about this. This is so much better for the Mets.
Because they're not paying attention. And thank you for the call, Steve. They're just... Your point, BT, was right about the sentiment behind Nimmo, but also they're just not paying attention. They look at the numbers and say, oh, Simeon, offensively, he stinks. And forget the money, but the years committed to Nimmo was a problem, because what were you going to do with a player who's already declining? Mm-hmm. Imagine how in 3 years how it's going to look, let alone 5 years. You would have had to have cut bait with him anyway in a couple years. So, and now you're trading him at a point where you could actually get something back for him in Simeon that can be a useful piece, whereas he might not have that same value. I think he's going to decline rapidly.
I do too.
He just got that body.
And by the way, so everything that you just said, I'm with you, but, and they also get some more financial room down the road, which is what the caller also said. Listen, it's very, very easy. There's the emotional reaction. There's the pragmatic reaction. Emotionally, a lot of Met fans are distressed. You're going to have to get over it, and you will. And I think you'll like the team better this year, all right? Pragmatically, Met fans immediately said, we'll be better.
Yeah, and this is not the end. There's a whole offseason to go. It's the beginning. This is the beginning of what needed to happen to clean up a little bit of the mess. Now you have a second baseman. Now you have an outfield spot open. That is what they needed. Not to mention all the pitching and moves that they're going to make there. All right, BT itself.
Real quick, though, because the caller brought up the, and I think he threw a little bit too much gas on it, where he said something like, you know, it's been, whatever he said about.
Met fans crying over it?
About Nimmo and how last week was a rough week and he was pulled. Oh, he's talking about the Ottavino stuff. Yeah. Just so if people don't really know where that's coming from, Ottavino was talking about, you know, maybe Nimmo was a little turned off by the thought that Lindor was going to be the captain. Obviously, he fancies himself a leader. That's my insertion, not Ottavino's necessarily. Yeah, I got you. And, you know, the fact that the last couple of years, starting on this show with you, all right, I never really disagreed, and we got pounded for this. On this show, on this station, we wondered the chemistry, the fit, the direction, the DNA of the clubhouse. And a lot of you resented that. And we admitted we couldn't quite pinpoint it. It was like there were some generalities among strong opinions. But is Pete aloof? Is Lindor selfish? Is Nimmo the problem? Like, maybe in an unexpected way, maybe Nimmo was more of an issue than we thought.
See,
because to consent to being traded when he's got a no trade... After some of the stuff Ottavino said, and I like the guy, I know he's a good dude, but good people could run their course at a certain spot.
Or maybe he saw a different issue.
And he wanted to get out.
Correct.
It's possible. I mean, it could be that.
I think that's more likely than not.
I would still go the other way, but either way, whichever one it is, it's very likely one of the two, which spoke to the importance of the Mets changing up their roster.
Yeah,
really?
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't look too deep into the clubhouse chemistry and all that stuff. He was a leader. I think more of a leader. Like, if I had to make a captain, Nimmo would have been my guy over Lindor. I'm just being honest with you. Based on a lot of the stuff that I've heard about, now you could hear about Nimmo being upset with that. Okay, fair enough. I think the two of those guys for maybe a couple years ago were maybe like the co-captains. There was a thought that Pete could have been a captain years ago. That obviously was not ever going to be the case. But there have been reported issues. I didn't want to go down that road because Mets fans are sensitive to begin with, especially on a day where Nimmo got traded. But I don't think it's because Nimmo was a bad guy or an issue in the clubhouse whatsoever. But clearly the dynamic was not what it needed to be. I don't think that this solves that. I still think they have other issues that they need to figure it out. But by the way, Simeon's a good clubhouse guy.
Maybe yes, he is.
Comes in and shake things up a little
bit. Yeah, and really, we said this before, but it's worth repeating. It took somebody like Stearns, who was not married emotionally to Nimmo or maybe even Pete at this point, to make that kind of emotionless decision, which ultimately will be the right move for the Mets.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. Reset down with the King topic of the day, both the Brandon Nimmo trade and the Giants firing Shane Bowen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.